buy it because it's easy to miss, which is that in and of itself will be very valuable. All right. Okay, so who should Jeremy, who's going to take the lead and let Jeremy ride and guide?
Okay, so what?
He'll be in the front,
sorry,
or whatever.
What's your name?
Can you be the friend?
Okay, so you guys then can, we'll be the caravan following you guys. He's going to lead the way. So we just got to make sure to watch and make sure nobody gets lost.
Okay.
It's real close.
You guys put your emergency lights on.
Yeah.
It's not
Okay, so you'll ride with these folks?
Okay.
Okay,
and we'll follow along.
So let's just, we're not all parked in exactly the same spots, so.
You know what? I can just drive and park in front of your car, of the van if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can
okay, I need to pull up in front.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the pictures that you see here were taken by a man named Henry Norman. And Mr. Norman ran a photography studio here in the early 1880s until about the 1940s when his son took over the business, when it probably closed by the 1940s. But these pictures here were printed on glass negatives,
uh-huh.
and they were found by a man named Dr. Thomas Gandy and his wife Joan. And there's a larger display of these pictures at the First Presbyterian Church, which is about two blocks this way. So we took the images of African Americans and how they lived during the 1880s and to the 1940s, and we put a lot of those pictures on display here to show the African Americans the life they lived after slavery, which wasn't a poor and desolate life. These were prominent people here, holding political, social, and civic positions, and also building a foundation for generations to come, like myself. But then education played a big role here in Natchez for African Americans after slavery. This is a model of the first public school for African Americans, called Union Street School, which was a 13-room school that housed about 130 children in it, in each classroom. And so by the 1920s, a new school is built called Broomfield, which we're going to get a chance to see today on tour. And it operates as a high school and school for African American children until 1954. And then 1954, new school is built here in Natchez, named Sadie B. Thompson High School. And Miss Sadie B. Thompson was a teacher here at the Union Street School and was the principal of Broomfield until she retired in 1952. So she lived about 9 years once the school was finished and completed to see about 9 graduating classes graduate from the school. So it's pretty cool to see a school named after you and a town you ain't even from.
Great contribution.
And then also we had Natchez College, as you can see right here. And Natchez College again served as a Baptist college in Natchez from 1884 to 1989. And then the school, Jackson State University, that's in Jackson, Mississippi, got its foundation and got its start here in Natchez as Natchez Seminary College for Ministers. And they moved to Jackson in the 1880s, 1890s. And then it became Jackson State College, now Jackson State University. And famous football player Walter Payton went to Jackson State University. Any other questions? If not, we can get ready to load up and go to Forks of the Road.
All right. Great. Okay, so you know who you're riding with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys
didn't press any buttons, it's still going.
Okay, yeah, just maybe we'll meet. Should we all just, Carlina, should we just all like congregate right here? Like we'll drive down to here?
What is happening?
And then we'll follow from here. Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Okay, you go with them. Thanks.